Yeah. Let's do it again, baby.
Yo, yo, welcome to the, I'm recording here. Now I got to record over. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Lime, duh.
Yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello. Whoa. Woo!
I'm watching Eastbound and Down again in Ashley Schaefer BMW. Will Ferrell's like,
woo! Well, see, the thing is this.
Welcome to the Comedian the Wrestling Podcast, a podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host. The host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Dan Black, the funniest podcaster in the motherfucking universe. If you turn off my podcast, I'll fucking kill you. Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby.
Gabba gabba wee.
I'm yoked up right now. I just want to let everybody know. Oh my God! Let's just get into it. I don't want to do the rest of the intro because I have so much to say. I mean, we since the last time I got on this microphone, which I think was like a day ago, WWE let the whole roster go, which we'll talk about. Let's get into it. But before we talk about that, Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Support this podcast. Get access to our bonus episodes and all the new exciting things we have to offer. Plus, chat on our Discord server with other fucking super marks who know what's up, who like to, you know, talk about, you know, here's some of the threads on there in the Discord if you're not on there. Hawkeye Detour, the Cal Movie Club, questions for the pod, patrons talking to Dan, pod discussion. A lot of great stuff happening over there. Get over there. Get in the fucking mix. Okay? A couple dollars a month support this podcast. We're grassroots. Also, we'll be watching, for patrons, the Thunderdome. We'll be watching Full Gear together on Zoom, in the Cow Zoom Thunderdome, November 13th. We will have this comes out tomorrow, but yes, November 13th, we'll be watching Full Gear. That's on Saturday, that's why. It's on a Saturday. The AEW pay-per-views are Saturdays. We'll watch the Cow Zoom Thunderdome, we'll watch Full Gear together, which is shaping up to be one of the doper wrestling events of the year. Could rival, I don't know, All Out, maybe. Who knows? Could rival the Crown Jewel. You know, the Crown the Crown Jewel, which the people loved. The people love the Crown Jewel. People are still talking about Bobby Lashley's beautiful title run this year that I didn't really see much of. Anyway, WWE is imploding. Let me introduce him. He's here. He's a nasty boy. Nasty Newman in the house.
How about it, Dan?
Oh, man. How about it indeed? Before we I speak to you a little more, I would like to discuss something.
Okay.
After for Survivor Series, November 21st in New York City, immediately after, me and Dolph Ziggler, Cow Podcast, and DZ and Friends are doing a show. Midnight, after Survivor Series, you hop on the A. It's like 15, 20-minute subway ride right from Barclays Center at the Asylum NYC. We'll have a hilarious comedy show. It's going to be a great time. And Ziggler's bringing some friends. It'll be what we do. It's going to be awesome. Tickets on sale right now, asylumnyc.com. It's also a meet and greet. You can meet Ziggler, get a picture with him. Okay. I got to address the fucking elephant in the room. I was trying to do this last week, but it has to be addressed this week now, okay? Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to go grab the title for this. What do you think? Because the cow title will be on the line November 21st in New York City, all right? Mm-hmm. Let me grab the title.
Shock the system.
Woo! Woo! So a lot of people ask me who is going to wrestle me for the Cow title. Newman, you're curious, right?
I am curious, actually.
And here's what I'm going to say. People are asking me who I'm going to wrestle 1121 in NYC at this show. And what I keep coming back to is what you all been saying. I'm getting a lot of heel heat in the Facebook group, on the Discord. A lot of people saying to me, oh, Dan, you should wrestle someone. But who even cares, because you guys are not wrestling. You don't even wrestle fair, right? Like, oh, it's like your match wasn't fair. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I don't wrestle fair because Dolph Ziggler super kicked my opponents. It's like, I don't control Dolph Ziggler, right? How do I control what Dolph Ziggler does?
I mean, he was wearing a Dan Black as One of My Guys shirts, so he bought it.
He purchased that on his own fruition with his own paycheck.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, optics wise, you maybe see why, like, people might say that it's unfair. Like, he was clearly on your side.
Well, I mean, I'm listening to fairness. I think that, yeah, maybe that was unfair, but it wasn't on me. And so I'm looking to rectify fairness. I think it would also be unfair if I wrestled Nick 2-0. He has a 0-1 record. If he was in AEW, would he get a title shot with a 0-1 record?
No.
Right? Sheb's coming off a loss. Would he be back in the get a rematch clause? Rematch clause died with the Vinci clause. Everyone knows right. that. Right? So I've been hearing everybody, Vinci Claus. Remember Vinci Claus?
Yeah, how could I forget?
I've been hearing that, you know, there's a lot of guys come at Hassan is a big dude. You know, I've been hanging out with and lifting with Iffy. Maybe we go at it. You know, maybe a little friendly competition with me and Iffy, Letterman. These are big, tough guys. But I was thinking about fairness, and I was like, yo, Newman, do you know, I don't know if you know this, but do you know that every single competitor for the Cow Championship so far has been a man?
I mean, yes, I did know that.
Right.
Yeah.
In 2021, does that seem okay to you?
No, in fact.
Absolutely. It's not fair in today's world. And frankly, it makes me fucking sick. So what I'm doing here is I'm creating new opportunities, okay, for the female cow contingent out there. Okay, by saying that I will now exclusively take wrestling challenges from women. Okay, and so I'm introducing the Dan Black Feminist Open Challenge for the Cow title. This is a forward-thinking movement where I will be exclusively wrestling women for the Cow title. So you can hit me up in my DMs. Or you can message me in the Discord server or on Facebook. Message me, and I will consider you, and you tell me why. Send me a video. Send me a promo. You tell me why you think you are worthy of wrestling for the Cow title. Now, I just want to say, like, there's other...
Dan, Newman,
what would you like to say?
What was the name of this, like, movement? What is this called?
This is the Dan Black Feminist Open Challenge for the Cow Heavyweight title.
Got it. It's a feminist thing.
Yeah. And so what I'm
saying.
Yeah. Dude, why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I'm just trying to, I mean, in many ways, but
you,
like,
you know who you remind me of?
Who?
You remind me of fucking Andy Kaufman.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you would take that as a compliment. Okay.
Thank you.
Because there are tons of fucking strong, independent women out there who can go toe to toe with this fucking yoked up bro and take it home. And that's why I am creating this challenge, is that I want to make it. But Andy Kaufman, he wrestled women, but he was an unfunny, sexist fucking pig. His Andy Kaufman's whole thing was
not unfunny.
First off, he's a weak, dead loser, okay? And now hear me. I'm doing this because I actually believe in women, and I believe in that. And I will say that here I come to save the day by introducing the Dan Black Feminist Open Challenge, the most progressive wrestling movement in history. So on 11/21 and for the foreseeable future, I will be exclusively wrestling only women. So get your open challenges in. No dudes. Newman, it's a huge announcement, right?
It's a mega announcement. How very is this? I guess this explains.
You know, I mean, I could wrestle. You know, I could take on Iffy again, but I just felt like it would be just morally wrong. You know?
Yeah, and I guess this explains why. When you texted me the other day, my phone wanted to update your contact to the new Gloria Steinem. Like, yes, you changed your name to that on your phone.
Yes, and I and yeah. Now
my phone was like, oh, Dan is update contact, and it said the new Gloria Steinem.
Yeah, I mean, many are saying that. That wasn't even me. That might have been Tim Cook. It might have came from the top. You know what I mean? That could have been infiltrated.
That would be horrifying.
Yeah, and yeah, and probably illegal, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it. And so sorry to you know, a lot of, Ronnie Kibler, a lot of the bigger jacked up guys of the Cal contingent who've wanted to wrestle me. I'm sorry to you guys. It's just that it's not right. You know what I mean? And I have to do the right thing. And so this is a forward thinking movement. And thank you. So hit me up in my DMs if you want to wrestle me, and it should be fucking great. All right, that's a huge announcement for the pod. All right, now I think we should move on. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great.
Let's get far away from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's ring the bell and let's get into it. Okay. So,
all good for you.
Holy shit. You think we would kick off this episode of Cal by talking about this fiery CM Punk Eddie Kingston showdown on Rampage? You think we would, but somehow Vince always knows how to fucking steal the show here. With more let goes, that's what they're called, right? Let goes.
Yeah. Yep. Let goes.
More let goes. I mean, bring up the list.
You could
again.
Say that WWE is the let go master.
Hold on. Oh my, I must have closed the list here. No, but, I mean, I know the
it's fine, it wasn't that great.
The Let Go Master?
Yeah.
They released a whole bunch of talent on what, Friday, Thursday?
Yeah.
Wow, this is Brian Alvarez posted on November 4th that WWE announces revenue of $256 million for the quarter. Just so keep that in mind.
Yeah.
WWE released Frankie Monet, Ember Moon, Jesse Camilla, Katrina Cortez, Oni. I'm going to skip the people I don't know. But Oni Lorcan.
Right.
Scarlett Bordeaux. Grand Metalik. Lindsay Dorado. Karrion Kross. Nia Jax. Ava Marie, Keith Lee, and Mia Yim. And it said that releases were tied to budget cuts. Oh, my God. Do we have a list of just all the firings this year? I mean, wow. Look, Ember Moon tweeted out, all I can do is laugh.
Yeah.
I was like, is that the proper response? You know what? I got to be honest. That's like, as everything Ember Moon did, is always a little off, you know?
Yeah.
Because I did see Karrion Kross had a pretty funny tweet. Someone was like, oh, can I get the helmet? And then he responded saying, no one wants that piece of shit, you know? Where I was like, all right, that's a funny firing tweet, you know? Yeah. But holy shit. So, look, these are some big talents, you know? I mean, I think the top of this list is probably Nia Jax, right? But let's not shake our head at, like, Ava Marie, right? They, like, spent a lot of time bringing her back, right?
But what does some of these people, namely Ava Marie, Karrion Kross, Scarlett Bordeaux, Nia Jax, and probably somebody else, what do they all have in common?
They all refuse to get a jab.
Right.
They won't get a jab. That's what it's called, right? A vaccination?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. It's like, you know. And then wasn't that, there was also, they said budget cuts, so I guess that was just a rumor with the vaccines.
Wait, do you think every single one here are non-vaccinated? Is that what you're thinking? They're all not vaccinated?
No, I think that those four specifically were not. And I had heard the rumors
that Ava, Nia, Karrion, and Scarlett were non-vaxxers.
Yes.
I mean, it feels true, right?
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, Frankie Monet definitely vaxxed. She's like an LA person.
Nia Jax, it was openly anti-vaccine.
Nia Vax.
Well, she's not like most girls, because most girls are vaccinated.
Karrion Kross.
That's not what that means, Dan.
Oh my! Wow, this is huge.
That's not what most girls, that's not what that's supposed to mean.
I didn't even have her theme song prepared because this is your first time stopping by. This is Nia Jax on the podcast. Nia Jax, welcome to the show. Wait, by the way, my condolences. Sorry for your loss.
I just don't understand what I did.
Wait, Nia, we just said what you did, okay? Because you wrote a whole post here.
Uh-huh.
I saw your post, and it was a lot. You said a lot. You were.
What I said was that my body, my immune system is 99% effective because God made me that way. And when I was being born, God said, "Hello, little Nia. Yeah. I'm going to make you invincible, not like everybody else." So why would I? They wouldn't fire me because I'm like immune to the COVID naturally. So why did they let me go?
No, they pretty much, from my reports here, that they told you directly that is why. So I think you seem to be a little bit not accepting the truth here.
But where does that even come from? Like, where does it, like the vaccine, the virus, like, where do any of these things come from? And, like, why does it determine whether or not I get to work? You know?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you mean. That was just a couple. You just said a couple of questions, right? And you peppered on like an attitude of like, I'm being wronged. But I don't think you're actually answering like that. No, the vaccine affects you because you're a human being. And
I know what it is. Why they fired me. It's because I didn't save enough children. I didn't save enough children from human trafficking, which is happening all around us. And it's a huge problem, especially because, well, you know, the Democrats.
Oh, my God. Nia.
What?
Nia.
What?
You're conflating so many issues on something that is really specific and clear, right?
I'm just trying to figure out why I don't have a job right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm part of the family. I'm part of Samoan tradition, like the balls to fire me over something as silly as like, you know, this being a bioweapon, or, you know, how many kids are being abducted at Chuck E. Cheese's around the globe.
Yeah, no, Nia, cut it out. I don't know who do you hang out with? Do you have anyone around you to, like, give you a little, you know, a little, like, not a tough love, a little smack some sense into you? You got fired because you're not vaccinated. It has nothing to do with all these QAnons and conspiracies.
Who do I hang out with? Yeah. I hang out with my friend Alex Jones.
Oh,
and
my God.
Joe Rogan.
Yes.
And that's where I get, I mean, all of my news. I can't read, so I listen to that podcast.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well,
maybe they fired me because I'm also
not like most girls there, too.
That's not what that's supposed to mean, Dan.
What does that mean? You're not like most girls. What does that mean?
It means that so most girls are a certain way. And then there's Nia Jax. Nia Jax is not that way. Do you get it? You don't seem to, like, have critical thinking skills.
Yeah, no, I do. Listen, I have critical thinking skills, but they are actually irrelevant here. Actually, we don't need any critical thinking. The only critical thing you need to focus on is the critics at WWE who thought that you should be vaccinated. They were as a private employer, okay, who decided that you needed to get this vaccination.
It does ring a bell. I think they did say something to me, but I have a note here. Look. It's from my doctor. It's on a napkin, and it says, Nia Jax, number one immune system.
Yeah, I know. And then it says, Dr. Nia on the bottom. It's signed by Dr. Nia.
Purely a coincidence that my doctor's last name is my first name.
Yeah, that's really odd. That was really, I mean, come on, Nia. Come on, Nia. What are you even doing here? So what are your plans for the future now? What are you up to? What are you going to do?
I'm going to run for office.
Office of what?
Office of Attorney General in Florida.
You might be qualified for that.
I think that I am.
You might be qualified for that job.
I think that I am.
Yeah. What are some of your platforms?
What do I believe to be? Well, first of all, number one, I have the best immune system in the world.
Okay, so that's one of your platforms?
That's one of my platforms.
So you have a better immune system than your contingency?
I run on that. Yep.
Yeah.
America runs on Duncan. Naya runs on straight up immune system.
Yeah. Okay. That's second, That's your campaign slogan.
It's one of them.
America runs on Duncan, and Naya runs on
just straight up immune system.
Okay.
And then
yeah,
my second platform, and maybe the biggest, obviously, the children, save the children. We love children, don't we, folks? And the third platform is that I'm not like most girls.
Yeah. Okay. In what way? Is it because of your? You have a
I
better
already. I feel like Andrew Dice Clay. I'm over here now. Like I'm Naya, and then there's most girls, and then the twain shall not meet.
Naya, so why don't you just go get vaccinated, and then you will get your job back probably.
Because my immune system, if I get vaccinated, I'll actually. See, like, I don't want to live forever, Dan. Who wants to do that? If I get vaccinated, I will be cursed to a life of immortality.
Oh, my God. Naya.
How dare you?
How dare I what?
How dare you curse me to live in this plane forever?
Is that you when I should be, me? What I should are you doing November 21st? What are you doing November 21st, Naya?
What am I doing November 21st? Yeah. I am.
You want to wrestle me? You're a woman. You're not like most girls. You want to come challenge me for the cow title?
You know what? Would love to, but I'm banned from the state of New York on account of I seek too much truth. And, you know, I'm always looking between the lines, looking at the messages, the drops, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So I would love to kick your ass.
Yeah, but you can't come to New York.
But that's actually most girls' territory.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You understand?
Well, Naya, I'm sorry about your job, I wish you luck on your future bid to be the Attorney General of Florida, and I hope to see you back in the ring at some point as well, even if that's the political ring, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out there and changing hearts and minds.
All right, well, all right, Naya Jax, everybody. I don't have your theme song. Do you mind if I just leave you with
do whatever you need to do. Very funny.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That was insensitive.
All right.
That's your career's theme song. I'm sorry about that. All right.
I gotta go. I'm double parked.
All right. It was good talking to you. Wow.
Wow.
Nia Jax came through. Holy shit.
Smells like vanilla in here. This is nice. She smells like vanilla.
She's a beautiful woman. She smells. Did she come to your place and take your mic?
She did. She just knocked. She knocked on the door. Yeah.
Oh, so she was. All right. I was curious how she came in because I didn't see another Zoom entrant come in.
Yeah.
That's great. Wow. Well, anyway, let's just talk about these firings for a quick second because Naya derailed us here. Yeah. So, I mean, Jesus fuck. So I was reading this thing, and then this is a conversation I was having with Tulo, where people are saying that WWE's new model is becoming more of a like social media company. Right.
Right.
And they're realizing like, hey, we can have the same pull without bringing up all these like new cool talents. You know what I mean?
Right.
And maybe just creating more John Cena types, and that's kind of it, and then that's kind of their goal here, and they don't need such a bloated roster because live events don't really make money for them anymore, you know?
Right.
And they're kind of better off with, like, legendary talents. But then in the future, I don't know how you make legend talents, you know? I guess that's probably their goal is going to be, like, only to make Cena's, right? That's the whole vamp of NXT. They're like, and honestly, it's like when you really think about it, they got to know what they're doing here. I mean, they're probably just like, they look at the bottom line and they're like, we're so big at this point that the money is in just like franchising, right? Merch. Mm-hmm. And so creating those kind of characters. You don't need guys like Ciampa and shit, right? You know what I mean? Like, you just don't need it in post-COVID, right? Because you don't even have like those takeovers to sell out anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think this through because clearly the way they're cutting talent, they're not thinking towards like, the future that you can argue you have a lot of like the way wrestling is headed. You have a lot of like 35, 36, 40-year-old rookies, you know,
mm-hmm.
You're pulling guys from the indies. So maybe that's another thing they're trying to avoid. They're trying to like literally have it be like we get like 19-year-old kids in NXT 2.0.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because look at what they have going. Like, they got the Steiner kid, Bron Breakker or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He has a lot of potential. He's young as shit, right?
Yeah.
And that seems to be probably what their revamp looks like. And it's
They're also seemingly doing way more, like, overt characters where there's, like, the Italian guy and, like, the, you know, like, this, and then there's, like, that weird, like, the guy who looks like Kevin Owens, but he clearly has a gimmick. Like, it seems like there's, like, they're just straight up, like, you're a barber, you're a this, you're a that again, you know?
Yeah, I think they see it as, like, it's, like, clip wrestling now, and I guess they're not seeing the money in, like, oh, in what Triple H, to be honest, it's completely shutting down Triple H's vision of it, of where he saw wrestling going. Now, that being said, it's hard to blame Vince because it's like AEW just stole that. I mean, Vince could have done it. You know what I mean?
But that's it. That's it. Is that AEW exists as it does today, partially like 60 to 70% because of what NXT became.
Right.
And so Triple H's vision has been executed. It's just not in WWE.
Right. Like, Triple H created AEW in a way. You know right. what I mean? So, I mean, you know, it's hard to credit just him because it's like you can credit New Japan. You can credit the talent, right, for the way that they're like just the natural morphing of the art form of wrestling and the actual work rate mattering right. more and the guys being smaller but putting on shows and people putting that old vision of wrestling to the side and all these and the whole indie scene blowing up, right? So that whole vision right. of it is like – and Tony Khan is the one who just came in and was like the – it's not even just Tony. It's Tony. It's Jericho. It's Cody. It's the Bucks. Like, there's a confluence of events, right? Like, I always think of the fucking that OJ documentary. This is such a weird place to go. But that OJ documentary, the Made in America documentary, where you like just see like how that whole OJ case was so huge because it was such a confluence of so many different events in like society and that you're like, oh wow, like this is a perfect storm situation, and that's a real like interesting social racial. Heavy version of it, but you do kind of have a really interesting version of that in wrestling where it was like it was the combination of what this talent we're doing.
This is a Tony Storm situation.
This is a Tony Storm. And it is fucking crazy that the whole like it feels like this explosion overnight, but actually this is like years of building towards AEW, and you just have all the puzzle pieces there, like the Jericho, the Cody, the Bucks, the Kennys, the Tony Khans. It's like, boom. You needed, like, the boy band. Like, you created the Backstreet Boys, you know, of changing pro wrestling. And it's fucking crazy. And what WWE is responding, which is like, hey, how do we compete with AEW? And what they're saying is that it seems to be, if I had to guess, is they're saying, we're not going to play them at their game. We're going to play them at, we're going to play our game harder, you know? Mm-hmm. And our game is a more commercialized, mainstream, broad product, you know, focused on high-level production, huge TV deals, Saudi deals, and larger-than-life characters, and a huge social media presence. Because the interesting thing is, like, it's still like if I show somebody a clip of Daniel Bryan versus, like, who did he wrestle this week? One of the guys from
Kingston.
The Acclaimed?
Oh, no, yeah.
Donnie Acclaimed. Yeah. And he wrestled Donnie Acclaimed, I think. And that's going to bother me. Well, who do you wrestle? Bowens? Anthony Bowens?
Yeah.
And I still show that to people. I do think majority of people, you put their eyes on it, the modern consumer, if they put it on, they go, this looks fun. These guys are small. I don't fully get the appeal.
Right.
If they see Batista and John Cena in the ring, they go, oh, cool. That's cool. Like, look at these huge guys. This guy's got a chain around his neck, and he's huge, jacked up guys, like, saluting, running to the, you know what I mean? Like, and like, that's what Vince is playing on. And I think that ultimately, there's shit about that we'll always like as fans, you know? And that's fine when that's firing on all cylinders. And then AEW is more of what we want to see. And that's where we're headed. It's like, we are all just AEW fans who check in on WWE like it's your fucking ex-girl or whatever. You know what I mean? And that's just interesting. Not all of us, just a lot of my demo. You know, people listening to this are going to be different. That's really fucking, really fucking interesting. And the only thing that I think of that is the bummer is like guys who I think could really be cool in AEW also who are going to just spend a lot of time in WWE, like Rollins, who I actually think Rollins would be incredible in AEW, you know? Right. Like, he's great in WWE. He'll always be fine there. But where WWE is headed, I think Rollins is actually an example of a guy who's better suited in AEW. Not monetarily, you know what I mean? He's a huge star in WWE, so he'd be foolish to go. AEW's not going to be able to match his money, I don't think, unless Khan is willing to really dig deep. And he probably is because he's a lunatic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Seth's not a guy who likes, is they're going to let go easy. But Seth's vision of wrestling is what AEW is. Like, he belongs wrestling Kenny and shit as the fucking, as, you know what I mean? As, like, fucking Kingslayer, you know what I mean?
Right.
As Burn It Down, you know? God, he would be. So that's it. That's all I think about is, like, some of the guys like AJ. It's like AJ belongs in AEW.
Right.
You know, like, it's not that they didn't thrive in WWE. It's like, will they thrive in the where WWE is headed? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, KO belongs in AEW. Johnny Gargano, Ciampa, you know?
I bet Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are on the chopping block. Sami Zayn more than Kevin.
I don't know.
Owens probably sells merch.
I think all the guys you think are going to come over are going to come over. This is like what that's where I'm at now. It took me a long time to get there, you know? But anyway, look, Karrion Kross, I don't think, is a guy who's going to go to AEW, to be honest. I don't think they're interested in him.
He's made for the Impact Zone.
He's a guy who reeks Impact Zone. He's also a guy who WWE, he kind of should have done better in WWE, but it's hard to blame him, you know?
Right.
It's hard to blame any talent with WWE, you know what I mean? But he does feel like a guy, I don't think AEW is going to pick him up. He sucks, you know?
Yeah.
No. So he's a guy who's like really, it's interesting. He's a dude who, like, can you imagine, like, Keith Lee, 100% AEW bound. What an exciting dude to be in AEW, you know?
Yep.
Future AEW champion, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I see him. Probably I see him as the TNT champion first, you know?
Yeah, but I'm already just thinking, like, Cody versus Keith Lee, Omega versus Keith Lee, fucking Wardlaw versus Keith Lee.
Keith Lee is just you know, like Keith Lee, they put him out
there. Malachi versus Keith Lee without WWE interfering with it.
Yeah, like it's like Keith Lee, he's a likable guy just inherently. He's just like, has like a likable energy and vibe, and just throwing like, oh, Bearcat, all the shit they were throwing at him. It's like, let this guy just go out there and do what he does. You know,
right, because it's a perfect game. It's like it's one of the games that a wrestler can have is that I'm like a big guy, but I can do backflips. Right, it's a classic wrestling thing.
Exactly,
they're way more athletic than he seems to be, like big guy, and he just has to be that, and then just be his personality on top of it, and it's over.
Exactly, he'll fit perfectly in there. They also need guys his size, like just bottom line, you know?
Right.
He's going to be like tossing guys like, I don't know, Adam Cole, a guy he was tossing a couple months ago in NXT, you know? And then we all win. It's all fucking great, you know? Good shit. Mm-hmm. But WWE, I to be honest, I'm in this weird zone where like none of these firings, the only firing that ever shocked me, like I guess they all shocked me in a way, but the one that really you're like, wow, it's like, Bray is like, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, Bray's like, what? Like, how do you let Bray go? You know? He's like such a machine of merch, and he feels like a perfect example of the current WWE model, right? Like, he's like fully larger than life, you know?
Right.
Whereas like an Alistair is like way more subtle of a thing for that and is a less marketable version of it because it's a little like niche and demonic, you know, in a way that's like less fun and broad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's surprising. Like Braun's a surprising firing, although I think they're going to rehire Braun, to be honest.
I think so, too.
I think they're going to rehire Braun. I think they're going to talk about that. And I think Nia Jax will be back also, to be honest. I think these are the kind of talents that Vince can't like avoid. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Nia was like, also, to be honest, the thing we neglected in our goof here, and on purpose, by the way, is like because we don't fuck around with mental health shit. But we can poke fun at someone for being reckless, like having that big of a platform and being reckless with where they get their information and spreading conspiracy. But she also was saying, that she took a mental health break.
Oh, that's good.
She took a mental health break and then said, "I need more time off." And then they agreed, but let her go in that time.
Mm.
And she's like, "They never mentioned my vaccine status." That's what she's claiming. I don't.
Well, I mean,
I don't believe her totally. You know what I mean?
But I mean, like, to give her the benefit of the doubt, like, if that's true, then that's like, that's horrible.
If that's true, who knows? And we didn't, you and I didn't even talk about that beforehand, but you put out a whole tweet about like, I asked for a mental health break, they gave it to me. It seems like one thing that the reason that it's notable to bring up is that it seems like WWE is very much like they reward the guys who don't get hurt and are there every week. They fire people who get hurt.
Right.
You know, Keith Lee was out a bunch. Bray was out a ton. And some of that was rumored to be mental health. Nia Jax was out a lot. You know, Karrion Kross even got hurt right when he won that title, you know? I think they care a lot about injury, you know, over if you're injury prone, you know?
Well, because they probably just see them as like an investment. It's a racehorse.
I think Vince is just like, hates paying people to sit home so much, you know?
Yeah.
He'd rather them fly and sit on the fucking, in the locker room, you know?
Right.
WWE's cleaning roster once again. Fans will have to wonder why. Budget is said to be the reason, but Ahmed recently reports that some in the WWE believe Bray Wyatt's exit had little to do with budget. One has to wonder. Does it report that it had little to do with budget? I mean, this is not a reputable site at all. But is there a clause of companies believed he could be expiring? And, you know, this means he'll be free to join another company. Here, WWE is opinionated person. According to he was. Oh, yeah. So I read this. I forgot about this. But they said that Bray was. McMahon didn't like that Bray was too outspoken with the creative team.
I mean, what is this? Is this Sportskeeda? What's your fucking
I don't know.
Source?
Yeah, this is Well, I saw it in a lot of places, but who the fuck knows? Anyway, let's get into some fucking fun shit. By the way, Phil, you got some memes for me?
Yeah, I pulled some up from the Discord.
Oh, let's look at. Well, how about we look at some memes? What do you think? Head over to the meme corner. What do you
think? Let's do it.
All right, hold on. I did it wrong.
It's the hot take.
It's the meme corner. I mean, like, what we do is we look at memes and then we call it the meme corner. What don't you fucking get? It's like we just look at memes and talk about them. It's really not that complicated. Call it the fucking meme corner. All right, Phil, hit me with your best shot. How long until it breaks down? Oh, yo, we got to do meme corner where I don't see them. I'm just realizing that, right? You got to hit me with them.
Right. Yeah, it's better.
Lay's takes 80 years. How long until it breaks down? Lay's chips takes 80 years. A cigarette takes 10 to 12 years. A carton of milk takes 5 years. Generation X takes 23 seconds.
Break it down.
That's so funny. Yo, you think that you're better? Well, you better get ready to bow to the master.
You know what? I saw a bag of Lay's chips crushed on the sidewalk once, yeah. and it stained the asphalt or whatever it is, the concrete. It like the oil soaked into the concrete. Haven't had Lay's since.
It grossed you out so much?
Yeah. I mean, like concrete is porous, but it's also concrete.
Many are saying.
Why, you know, the oil, that's a lot of oil to soak into concrete?
Yeah. It is.
Am I crazy?
Yeah, you're not crazy. You're not crazy.
Okay.
Takes 100 years for a battery to break down and 450 years for a diaper to break down. Next meme, please. Oh, it's Eddie kicks it with his tongue out, all red. It says, okay, Eddie, open up. Here comes the airplane. Eddie Kingston, who we'll talk about right after this segment. We love it. Next meme, please. WWE 2K22 roster reveal. Oh, my God. It's just Roman Reigns holding that blue-ass title in the middle of an empty, like,
It's the Fresh Prince set. It's the last episode where they move, and he's like, it's Will Smith in the living room, like by himself, like saying goodbye
just
to him.
Just checking it out. Just looking around. Oh, that's mad funny. Gonna tell my kids it's a Triple H in China. And it's Conan and Xena.
Yeah.
We love it.
Lucy Lawless. Oh, my. This era, Lucy Lawless. Look out.
It's the Hurricane Detour.
Yeah.
Let's go, Tori.
Let's go.
Is that the last meme? Oh, meme. November 1st. Oh, my God. That's funny. Taker memes are always good, I think. This Undertaker rising from the coffin doing his abrupt raise up, and it says November 1st, and it's Mariah Carey. Would it be December 1st?
No, it's right as Halloween's over. It's Christmas time.
Oh, it's right. Okay. It just fucking passed right by Thanksgiving.
Right.
All right, what's the next one?
That's it.
That's it.
I love it. That was beautiful. All right, let's jump right on over into talking about Eddie Kingston and CM Punk. The first thing I'm going to do is pee. What do you think about that?
Go ahead. Go. make it snappy, pappy.
All right, back. All right. So, Eddie Kingston, CM Punk, will be wrestling at Full Gear on November 13th. They had a fiery showdown on Rampage this week, which was very fucking interesting, very awesome segment. Perfect example of what AEW has been doing, which is this work shoot. That, you know, they're playing the reality here. These guys know each other from the past. They have actual opinions on each other. Even if we're getting work, they feel like it's how they've really felt in the past. Right. It's enough for us, right? Where it's like, Eddie, CM Punk's like, Eddie, you're great, but you're a fat shit, essentially, right? Yep. That's what he's saying. He's like, you're lazy. You never got to my level because you just weren't fucking lazy. You had all the talent, but you ate and you stayed too out of shape, and you never got there for that reason. And you didn't look good enough, you know? And Eddie's so mad. They're going for this heel thing with Eddie, but I think this is the most gray area feud I can ever think of. I mean, is Eddie a heel here? No one's a heel here, right?
What, you don't think I'm a heel?
Oh, my God.
You don't think? Fight me a Full Gear, Dan. Fight me a Full Gear.
Oh,
you don't
my
think
God.
I'm a heel.
Is this
fight
Eddie
me a Full Gear.
I don't
gear.
Even have your music either. We got all new fresh characters coming in. Eddie kicks it on the podcast. Eddie.
On my mother's grave, fight me a Full Gear.
All right. Your mother sat behind me at Arthur Ashe. Your mother is alive.
On my mother's grave, Dan, fight me a Full Gear.
Okay. Yo, Eddie, I want to talk to you about this thing. You keep on. Don't fight me. I'm not even. First off, I'm only wrestling women right now.
Okay? All right. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Stop trying to just fight me. All right. Jesus. Let's talk about this feud.
I'll relax.
How are you feeling about CM Punk?
I'll say this. I'll see that Punk at Full Gear.
Okay. Yeah, we know that. You're going to wrestle him at Full Gear?
Yeah, I'm going to fight him at Full Gear. Look, that's not why I'm here to talk, though.
Okay, all right, good. All right, well, then what are you here to talk about?
I have a new line of supplements coming out.
Yeah?
Okay, and I realize you're into, like, fitness, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I love supplements. So, dude, can I get a sample maybe? I'll, like, maybe tell everybody if they're good or whatnot.
This fucking guy asking me for samples. Fight me in the Whole Foods parking lot, Dan. Fight me in the Whole Foods parking lot. I swear to God on my mother's grave, they fight me on the Whole Foods parking lot.
Eddie, whoa, dude. This is escalating fast. You want to fight me in the Whole Foods? Why Whole Foods parking lot? Is that where the supplements are going to be sold?
You're asking me for samples.
Yeah.
Samples, Dan? Yeah. I'm an independent businessman. You're asking me for samples?
Yeah. I thought that was, I would say out of the podcast here, I would promote you and maybe like have a sponsorship deal or something.
Oh,
like,
we're going to go there? We're gonna take this there?
Yeah.
We're going to go there?
Yeah.
We're taking this there? Fight me in the Whole Foods parking lot, Dan.
Eddie. You have the shortest views of anybody.
I blew my cool.
I'm on your side here. I'm trying to promote your supplements. What is going on here?
So they're packed with echinacea. They're packed with ginger.
Yeah.
They're packed with, you know, turmeric. They're packed with all kinds of, you know, alkaline, you know, supplementary minerals. Okay. Get your gut biome right. Okay.
All right. Cool. Yeah, my biome, I think, is okay, though. I don't think I need, you know, I think my gut.
You think your biome is just this fucking, this guy, this motherfucker.
Yeah, I think my biome's fine right now.
You think your biome, he thinks his biome is just okay.
Yeah, yeah.
This motherfucker. Yeah. Fight me in full gear, Dan. You think your biome's okay?
I don't want to fight. I'm not trying to fight. You're already fighting.
I'm going to crack your skull, Dan. I'm going to crack it on a pavement. I swear to God, on my mother's grave, I'm going to smack you in the face,
Eddie,
Dan.
Calm the fuck down, okay? Calm down. I'm not. You already have a match coming up. Stop trying to fight me.
Just makes me so angry. Everything makes me angry. My eyes pop out of my fucking skull. Damn.
Yeah, I know, bro.
I got a trigger temper. All right.
Yeah. All right. Eddie.
Don't set me off.
Okay, Eddie. I saw you wore a Knicks sweatshirt on Rampage. Yeah.
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 You got a problem with that?
No, I didn't have a problem. I was like, what, you getting promotion to the Knicks? You know what I mean? Like on Rampage. All right. You're getting too worked up. I can see that was her. That was on me.
I can't even formulate a thought here, Dan. This motherfucker.
What?
Right here. Fight me in full gear. All
right. Guys, I think Eddie just had a heart attack or something.
Eddie just passed out.
Yeah, he just fell
in
off
my
screen.
In my...
Holy shit. I was trying to take the most innocuous thing to him. Maybe talk about the Knicks as a couple of New Yorkers. And
Jesus,
just
man.
Out.
That guy. His blood pressure has got to be
through
the roof.
Fight me in full gear in Whole Foods parking lot. Yeah.
Ugh.
Holy shit, man. Holy shit. Well, anyway, Eddie Kicks and CM Punk, they go toe-to-toe. And, man, the crowd was hot for this. This is exactly what CM Punk needed, a real feud. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some real beef. Who's not going to be pumped for this fucking match? I got one little thing I didn't like about this. One thing is, I think CM Punk needs to dress cooler. That's my one thing. You know, he looks stupid. He looks like a geek, you know. He's wearing his jeans. They don't fit awesome. And he's like just like Vans. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
He looks like a bar owner at 1 p.m.
Exactly. Like, it's like just, you know, I mean, like, it's small tweaks to it. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly he's got to do, but this is like, I have to go back and see what he used to wear. But this is just a little, like, I'm not even trying to look tough at all. And, like, it would be cool, like, for him to look a little tougher, you know? Like, Eddie looks awesome. He's wearing, like, the fucking Tim's with the sweatpants, with the cargo sweatpants tucked into the Tim's with a huge sweatshirt, and he's got the perfectly laid on, like, beanie. He looks exactly the way you want him to look. He looks like a New York tough guy. You know what I mean? Like, like a guy in Staten.
Right.
You know what I mean? He looks perfect, you know?
Always talking about, Dominic, get the chain. You know, he's always like, somebody. Yeah.
But my other beef is Eddie saying, like, I don't care about winning or losing, you know? It's like, all right, we know CM Punk's going to beat you. So, like, I get it. You want to address that, but, like, I think you always got to care about winning and losing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was kind of just a way to get into that other line of,
but,
like...
They can't all do that to protect themselves. Like, when Malakai does it, it makes way more sense. You know what I mean? It's like, I just want to beat you up, but beating you up would imply also pin you, right?
Yeah. Because if he did just want to beat him up, he would have just beat him up right then and there. If that's all it was about.
Yeah, it's like,
he would just attack him.
And also, like, play into the actual, like, reality of the match, you know? And, like, I know it's tough because they're always, like, breaking the fourth wall as part of the charm.
Right.
But, like, I think Eddie should also be like, and I'm going to pin you and show you that you were fucking overhyped over there in fucking La La WWE land or whatever. And it's right. like, I actually have what it takes to wrestle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it all he's got to do is have a match where they hug at the end. Even if CM right. Punk wins, he's got to be like, yo, this guy's, I was wrong. This guy, and give him the rub. That's all you got to do. You know what right. I mean?
Right. And it kind of writes itself, too, because, like, that is, it's like Eddie could, is like a good underdog of like, Daniel Bryan says that he doesn't put in enough work. He's not good enough. He goes to the fucking limit with him. CM Punk's like, yeah, Bryan was right. You're fat shit. You really aren't cut out for this. He goes right. to the limit with him, but doesn't win. And then eventually the story is that Eddie Kingston, like by, he does care about wins and losses. He does care about getting the belt because the belt represents that he is good enough and he does belong here when all these other legends are like, you don't belong here.
Right.
Done. Written.
It's great. It is. And that seems to be the whole story they're going for with Eddie.
Right.
And it's really great because he's going to be perfectly positioned to win the title. And it'll be such a huge fucking moment for him. You know? Because mm-hmm. if you look at Eddie, he's probably a guy who, like, WWE might even be interested in signing him right now. Like, he actually, like, is, you know, he needs to, like, beef up and blah, blah, blah. But he's not going to do that. But,
He should, though. He would be...
He'd be so good. It's like the only thing stopping him is like just being in awesome shape, right?
Right. Or not even awesome shape, just like...
Just like huge shoulders and a fat gut.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the Tank Kevin Abbott. Owens.
Yeah.
I know, but he looks so bad. You know, like just the reality of it. Like,
it's not a great silhouette, you know?
Right, 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 right. It's, well, speaking of silhouettes, it's very Hitchcockian. Yeah. You could step into the Hitchcock. Oh my god, that's what he should do for his entrance.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Welcome to Eddie Kingston Presents. This first story. This is a story about someone who went on the ferry without their ferry pass and had to hide in the bathroom. But then things went wrong when the latch got stuck, and he was stuck in the bathroom for 40 years.
This next story is about going to the bodega, and someone dicks up your Tim's on your way out to Jamaica.
This next story is about the L train.
That's where is it?
Yeah. The L train. I've never heard of it. That goes to the fucking parts of Brooklyn that I don't like. So, all right, well, we'll get out of here in a sec, but look, can we just look at this Full Gear card for a second? Kenny Omega versus Hangman for the title, mm-hmm. right? But it says it's booked as Kenny Omega with the Elite and Hangman with the Dark Order. Britt Baker versus Tay Conti. I'm not solely sold on Tay Conti as like the, you know, but that's fine. Bryan Danielson versus Miro for the number one contender spot. These are three matches with stakes behind them, by the way. Then you have this Inner Circle versus America Top Team. That's fun. It's like a stunt match, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care about it, but it's a stunt. Lucha Bros versus FTR. That's dope. What's on the line? The AW tag titles are on the line, not the AAA titles. Darby versus MJF. That's a great feud. CM Punk, Eddie, and then Christian Cage and Jurassic Express versus Super Click. All right. I mean, they should just open the show with that. That'll just be like a spot fest, right?
Right.
Interesting. Adam Cole is kind of like, I mean, he had a main event here. Huge moment for John Silver. Congrats to him. Like, main eventing Rampage is pretty huge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested. Adam Cole, they got to probably pretty soon ramp him up, right?
Yeah. All about the soon.
All about the soon. Well, probably he'll do something at Full Gear, right?
I hope so.
Should be fun. Anyway, where do you think, last thing let's talk about, do you think Hangman wins the title?
I mean, it's possible.
It feels like...
Kenny's had it for a while. Hasn't he? He's had it for months.
I think it happens.
Yeah.
I think Hangman wins it, a gun to the head, but I think it's interesting. I hate that Daniel Bryan match is floating, but they could just do it in like a year or something. Right. All right, anyway, last thing. This is the last thing. I'm going to answer a question, right? From North Carolina, Raging Cajun. Here we go. Where does Tony Khan draw the line when WWE is releasing enough wrestlers to create another promotion? I realize that the future of Rampage could be the key to more superstars, but it does feel like the capacity is getting full. You just have to sign the right talent. Like, you know what AEW at this point has its own, like, voice and style and brand where you know who's going to fit in. Like, Keith Lee is, like, an obvious one, you know?
Right.
And he was a big indie talent as well, you know? Where when you look at Karrion Kross, you're like, he doesn't offer anything to AEW. Is to be an asshole about it, is right. He offers WWE-style wrestling, no mic, and he just makes your awesome guys look small. You know?
Right.
Scarlett brings a lot of value, I think. If they go back to the smoke show gimmick, I think that's really good for her. But Karrion Kross is in that in-between spot where I just don't think he offers enough to AEW, you know, in that way.
Right.
You know? So you can kind of look at it that way. It's like, maybe they sign Mia Yim to pad out the women's division, you know?
Right.
Where's my list of people they let go? Oh, I was clicking around too much, so I moved away from it. But, you know, Nia Jax? Do you sign Nia Jax? I mean, probably not, right?
No.
So I think that the interesting thing is that you don't have to worry about that, because I think that a lot of these talents, like, you're not going to sign Ava Marie, right? It kind of, like, writes itself. It's like a lot of the dudes we said, if they ever got let go, they go over. They kind of know. We're all right. Kind of on the same page. It was like Rusev was, like, always a guy we're like, oh, perfect, right?
Right.
They always fucking knew which guys to take, you know? Yeah. And I always think about this. It's like some of these guys got lucky with the timing, you know? Like the most lucky guy, I think, is John fucking Moxley. Like, he left at this perfect time when the thing started, and he's, like, reinvent. You know, his timing was everything for him, you know?
I'm pretty sure that I think with Moxley, maybe I'm making this up, but I also seem to remember him even saying, like, it seems like Moxley was sort of integral to AEW's, like, initial, like, push. Like, he was looped in, like, we need somebody to, like, he was, like, their guy that was going to, like, the big crossover who comes, you know, over to the new company.
I might sign Ember Moon if I'm then, side note, but.
Yeah,
I might sign Ember Moon and figure out what to do with her. You know, she's talented, but in that way. But I remember Moxley saying, like, I quit, and I had no idea I was going to AEW. I thought it was just like when he said it on the it could be a work, but I think he said it on that Jericho pod where he was like, it was just kind of like worked out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But who knows? Right. He could just be lying. Anyway, let's get out of here, Newman. Everybody. Get tickets right now, Asylum NYC, for the show. Tell your friends in New York City to come check out the show. Me and Dolph Ziggler are doing a comedy show. It's going to be a fucking great time. November 21st after Survivor Series right after Survivor Series. And tickets are up now and link. We'll be posting a bunch of that stuff, and I will be wrestling. Make sure to get your open challenges in, okay? Post them in the Discord. Post them. Post everything and post open challenges, and I will be choosing a competitor based on the promos I get. And I promise you, right now we're this is a forward thinking situation I'm doing here. This is a big moment for Cal. You all been clamoring for it, for women to have a shot at the Cal title. So let's do this upright. All right, you said fairness. I'm offering everybody fairness. Okay, so let's leave on that word, fairness. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.